Jay Prosh, unsung hero type guy. What does Jay do for you when you do call upon him to lead block?
Yeah, you know, he brings a workmanlike attitude to the team. You know, he plays a certain amount of plays per week, but he's a physical presence. He's a tough kid, very smart, and, key to our running game.
Absolutely. And then I guess for the future, you know, you've got some speed there on the practice squad with Akeem. It'll be interesting to see him down the road.
Yeah, you know, Akeem's continuing to develop as a player. He does a great job on the scout team, giving us a look for whatever running back we're playing that week. And, he challenges the defense every week. So looking forward to him improving as well.
Excited about John Grimes back?
Definitely. Good to have him back. He's the core of the team. He's kind of the old man in the group. He's a great leader, does a great job with all the other guys. So it's really good to have him back.
What did you think of Arian retiring? Had a hell of a career.
Yeah, I had a good conversation with him a couple days after, and just wished him luck. And I'm sure his next endeavor, he'll do it big. So proud of him.
Thank you.
Can you talk about Lamar Miller's progress through the first half of the season, what you've seen out of him, where he's improved?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job for us. It's a different workload for him than he's had before, but he's done a great job coming in, doing everything we've asked him to do. Does a great job in the running game. He's improved in pass receiving, and he does a great job in pass protection. So,
a lot of people have said the return of Dwayne Brown has helped Lamar, and George just said that the tight ends have helped Lamar. It's been sort of a group effort, the run game this year, hasn't it?
It is. The run game is always a group effort. It's Brock getting us into the right play. It's the line doing their job. It's the tight ends. It's the receivers blocking. And probably lastly, it's the back making the right read. But it's a total group effort, and it's starting to come together, and it really came together in the fourth quarter on Sunday.
How about Alfred Blue? I mean, he's come in for relief for Lamar, showed some toughness. Where have you seen the most growth out of him from last year to this year? He looks like a different back this year.
He didn't get a lot of carries earlier on in the year, and, he's gotten a lot of opportunities the last 2 weeks, and he's taken advantage of his opportunities. He understands what it's like to be a pro now, and he's done a great job for us, so we just continue to work with him.
These few games where you guys have really eclipsed, the 100-yard mark with rushing, what do you think that you've done better? What's been the difference in those games?
We've just stayed with it. It's hard to run the ball in this league. And early on, in our running back room, we call them, it's like mini car crashes earlier on in the game. And, you just got to kind of stay with it like we did this past Sunday. And those 3 and 4 yard runs, they become 6, 7, 8 yard runs. And you kind of see the effects of that on Sunday. We kind of wore them down. And towards the end, those shorter runs became longer runs. So we just got to continue to stay with it.
What about the second half of the season? What are your goals for the backs? Have you guys talked about it? What do you hope to see out of them for the last 8 games?
We talked about it briefly yesterday, but it's just take it one game at a time. We're 5-3, and, Jacksonville's the next opponent, and that's what we're going to focus on. And we just got to continue to improve at our craft.
I have to ask you about Lamar. He's had the shoulder. Where does he stand with that? I'm sure the bye week comes at a good time for him.
Yeah, tough guy. And Blue as well. Both of them were a little banged up on Sunday, and they both fought through it. They want to do whatever it took to help the team win, so I was proud of them.